It's Crazy J.
Stupid idea.
Way to go, stupid.
Stupid. Yep, that's me. I'm that stupid.
Bad moon on the rise, and you can see it from the 44th floor. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very special edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show. This is the Halloween Spooktacular. And for the next 2 hours, I, your host, Crazy J, am going to bring you some of the best Halloween tunes. Not all the songs that we're going to play are necessarily written about Halloween, but that's mainly the only time we hear them, or it's because we associate them with scary movies, sort of like Bad Moon Rising is featured in a lot of werewolf movies and things like that. So I got a lot of Halloween treats for you that you're not going to want to miss out on. Songs like, of course, The Monster Mash, Time Warp, Nature Trail to Hell, and so much more. I love Halloween. I think it's probably my all-time favorite holiday. I mean, I throw an outrageous Halloween party every year. Who knows? Maybe you'll get one of those lucky invitations to come to the 4th annual Crazy J Halloween party. This year's theme, of course, is children at play. On the show, we've got some stand-up about Halloween. We've got your featured artist this year that is Barnes & Barnes. They've done a lot of great eerie-type Halloween songs, like I Killed Her With Love, Something's in the Bag, Cemetery Girls, When You Die, and of course, fitting this year's theme of the party, Dead Baby Hunt. Anyway, it is my job to entertain you for the next 2 hours, uninterrupted, thanks to Oleo Entertainment. Oleo, of course, are the wonderful record company that puts out the Barnes & Barnes CDs. For the next 2 hours, we will not break away. We've got some of the best, outrageous Halloween tunes. That's my treat for all of you from Oleo Entertainment. Make sure you visit them online at oleo.com. You spell it O-G-L-I-O. They also have a MySpace page as well. And speaking of MySpace, I have a MySpace. It's CrazyJ13. That's where you find me. You spell out my name, C-R-A-Z-Y-J-A-Y, and put a number 13 at the end of it, and you'll find me at MySpace. You can email me if you would like. It's crazyj@comic.com. Again, that's crazyj@comic.com. And like always, you can find me at the home of the Rockin' Comedy Show, rockincomedyshow.com, where a lot of shows are archived, and you can go check them out. And I think the reason I really enjoy Halloween is because your imagination can run wild. You can create stuff and nobody can tell you what's wrong, like decapitated heads. You can be a zombie. You could be a superhero, a cowboy, a ninja. You could be a ballerina for some of you guys out there that, you know, don't know what you want to go as for Halloween. You could even be spooky sexy if you would like. We'll have that song by Phoebe Carter a little bit later on. But right now, we've got a song, a sad song about somebody that was dumped on Halloween.
Because I can only play it once a year. On Halloween.
Scary.
Thinking of all the cool creatures that I will meet on this night. Ghosts and goblins and witches roaming the streets. Bowls of candy and goodies, delicious and waiting in store. The sound of cute little footsteps as they approach my front door. Letting the children inside to drink beers. Razor blades hidden in three musketeers. Screams from the basement of kids begging to be set free. That's what Halloween means to me. that are holding their little heads so tight. Putting my lips to their ears as I whisper, please, don't fight. I promise I'll let you go home if you swear not to tell a soul. Well, I'll just untie these, I'm kidding. Now where is my chainsaw? Let's rock and roll. A pinch of your brother, a teaspoon of you, with the head of your sister would make a good stew. I'd give you a taste, but your tongue's in the stew. Irony, that's what Halloween means to me. Treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. Trick or treat, smell my feet, give me someone good to eat.
Stephen Lynch, right here on the Halloween Spooktacular with his song that's about Halloween. A lot of good things in that song I can relate to this year. Raymond and Scum, ahead of that one with Dumped on Halloween. My name is Crazy J. I am your host, and for the next 2 hours, we're having some Halloween fun.
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Wow.
From my laboratory in the castle east,
wow,
to the master bedroom where the vampires feast,
wow, wow,
the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Gordy sent.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash. Monster mash.
How'd you do, I? See, you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candy man. by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Bite.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
Shakes now, Jack. You see, I don't know where you've been. I'm sweating and shaking, going out of my head. I'm observing from my position underneath my bed. I'm swearing and pleading to leave me be. If you leave, Mr. N, set me free. I said, who's that creeping through my bedroom? That creeping through my hall. If you leave right now, let me alone. I promise you I won't pick up that telephone. No, no. subbing for my position underneath my bed. I'm swearing and pleading to leave me be. If you leave, Mr. N, set me free. I said, who's that creeping through my window? Who's that creeping through my door? You see, I know lots and lots of folks around these parts now, but I ain't never seen you before. I said, who's that creepin'?
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 Creeping through my front door.
Who's that creeping? Big Bad Voodoo Daddy right here on the Halloween Spooktacular, part of the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy J. Right now, we've got a song from our featured artist. They're called Barnes & Barnes. I want to thank Oleo Entertainment for taking the time to hook us up with all of the fine CDs that these guys have put out. They've got some great Halloween numbers, like this one here. It's sad, it's eerie, but yet lovable. With Weird Al on accordion, it's I Killed Her With Love.
She said, I killed her with love. I didn't mean to. I held her too tightly and I crushed her with love. She couldn't take it, oh no. And now she's gone. Was I so wrong? I can't understand it. Well, who could believe the madness we weave? That's not how I planned it. She said I consumed her with love. Was it a crime, baby? She wasn't ready, ready for love. Some other time, maybe. And now she's gone. Was I so wrong? I can't understand it. Oh, who could believe the madness we weave? That's not how I planned it. She was smothered in love. And am I sorry, oh no. I'd do it again. It was done out of love. One day she'll know it. But now she's gone. Oh, was I so wrong? I can't understand it. Oh, we could believe the madness we weave. That's not how I planned. Was I so wrong? I can't understand. Oh, who could believe the madness we weave? That's not how I planned it. No, that's not how I planned it. I held her too tightly. I crushed her with love. She couldn't take it. She said I killed her. I killed her with love.
One thing I do like being down there with the old people is it makes me feel like I'm little again, like a little kid. And when you're a kid, you can eat amazing amounts of food. And that, all just candy. That's all I ate when I was a kid. The only thought I had growing up was get candy. That was my only thought in my brain for the 10 years of human life. Just get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy. Family, friends, school, these were just obstacles in the way of getting more candy. That's why you had to teach kids not to take candy from strangers if they're playing in a playground. And they can barely understand it. Don't, no candy from strangers? All right, strangers, no candy. All right, because otherwise I'm taking the candy anywhere I can get it. There's such candy moron, idiot brains. Just this man has candy, I'm going with him. Goodbye, I don't care what happens to me. Get candy, get candy, get candy. No, don't go. They'll torture you. They'll kidnap you. It doesn't matter. He has no Henry. I have to take that chance. Get candy, get candy, get candy. So the first time you hear the concept of Halloween when you're a kid, remember the first time you even heard about it? It's like, your brain can't even... What is this? Who's giving out candy? Someone's giving out candy? Who is giving out this candy? Everyone that we know is just giving out candy? I got to be a part of this. Take me with you. I want to do it. I'll do anything they want. I can wear that. I'll wear anything I have to wear. I'll do anything I have to do. I will get the candy from these fools that are so stupidly giving it away. So the first couple of years, I made my own costume. They, of course, sucked. Ghost, hobo, no good. So I'm begging the parents, you got to get me one of the ones from the store, the cardboard box, the cellophane top. So one year, third year, finally got it. Superman costume, not surprisingly. Mask included in the set. Remember the rubber band on the back of that mask? That was a quality item there, wasn't it? It was good for about 10 seconds before it snapped out of that cheap little staple they put it in there with. Thinnest gray rubber in the world. If you go to your first house, trick or snap, it broke. I don't believe it. Wait up, I gotta fix it, you guys. Come on. Wait up. That's a kid thing. Wait up. Kids don't want other kids to wait. They must wait up. But you wait up. Because when you're little, life is up. You're growing up. Everything is up. Wait up. Hold up. Shut up. Mom, I'll clean up. Let me stay up. Parents, of course, just the opposite. Just calm down. Slow down. Come down here. Sit down. Put that down. You are grounded. And keep it down in there. So I had my Superman Halloween costume. I was physically ready. I was mentally prepared. And I assume when I put this costume on, I would probably look exactly like the Superman I had come to know on television and in the movies. Now, you remember these costumes. It's not exactly the super fit that you are hoping for. You look more like you're wearing Superman's pajamas is what you look like. It's all loose and flowing. Neckline kind of comes down to about there. You got that flimsy little ribbon string holding it together in the back. Plus, my mother makes me wear my winter coat over the costume anyway. Call Superman wearing a jacket. So you're going out there, you know, and the mask keeps breaking. So the rubber band keeps getting shorter. It gets tighter and tighter on your face. You can't even see. You're trying to breathe through that. Remember that little hole that gets all sweaty in there? And the mask starts slicing into your eyeballs. I can't see. I can't breathe. We got to get the candy. Let's keep going. About a half hour into it, you take that mask. Oh, the hell with it. Bing bong. Yeah, it's me. Give me that candy. I'm Superman. Look at the pant legs. What the hell's the difference?
trick or treat, I'll give you something sweet to eat. Feast your eyes on my disguise, I'll make more than spirits rise. You'll wanna drop your lollipop into my pillowcase. But the treat for me is when I see that look upon your face. Until my night, this one a fright when things get really scary. I look like what you'd see behind the desk of a library. Like a werewolf when the moon is full or some kind of witch's hexy. Just once a year, I have no fear and I get spooky sexy. To get laid. I'll even be a call girl pimp daddy, but I will not get paid. Cause the rest of the year you won't know I'm here, into the background I will fade. I could be a belly dancer or get an I Dream of Jeannie costume. You won't even know that I'm the same girl when I walk into the room. The ghosts and ghouls and other fools can have their candy corny, but there'll be a pull from all of your drool cause you'll be so horny.
I'm good as gold, do what I'm told, never act too bold, but
I love Halloween, it's the one by the year gets dressed like a slut.
Spooky sexy, spooky sexy.
It's a trick or treat, all the candy you can eat, that can be a bore.
I love Halloween, it's the one by the year gets dressed like a
spooky sexy, spooky sexy.
I'll be your Reese's Piece and give you some almond joy. I'll be showing off my sweet tarts and make your Starburst boy. I'll put on a cat suit and look real cute with a tail that's long and furry. This little kitten's going out to play to snatch goodies in a hurry. In a dominatrix outfit, I'll get Snickers and some chuckles. Mike and Ike will try good and plenty to get my mounds out of the buckles. It's the one night a year gets dressed like a slut.
Spooky sexy, spooky sexy.
Dracula's dungeon and the mummy's grave are just too cold and damp.
But I'll keep you warm on Halloween night, dressed up like a little tramp.
Spooky sexy, spooky sexy.
When I was a little girl, I wanted to be one of the princesses. Cause even in those cartoons, those chicks have revealing dresses. Goblins and ghosts can be the most at giving you a scare. Your heart will race when I'm at your place, cause my cleavage will be bare. The other girls can be butterflies or fairies or the witches. I'll be looking hotter to all of the guys than any of those bitches.
That one going out to our very beloved speech impediment man who requests that every Halloween. If you have a Halloween ditty you would like me to get to, you can email me. It's crazyj@comic.com. That's crazyj@comic.com. I am playing you some of my all-time favorite Halloween songs on this spooktacular edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show. Coming up next week, a classic Crazy J show, One from the Vaults. It is a Halloween show I did several years back. I want to say right around 1999. And I did an interview with Richard O'Brien from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. So you're not going to want to miss that one. That's coming up on the next edition, the next installment, the next episode of the Rockin' Comedy Show. But right now, we're going to get back into our featured artist of this Halloween spooktacular, a little group called Barnes & Barnes.
Play some more music. twisted muscles creep.
Artists on the Halloween Spooktacular. You call them, I call them, Barnes and Barnes. Of course, the Fishheads guys. That's their song, When You Die. You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show's Halloween Spooktacular. I have opened up my vaults to bring you some of the best Halloween songs. Here they are once again, Barnes and Barnes.
Secretary pounding out 150 words per minute on an IBM electric typewriter.
I gasp for breath. I fell to my knees.
I was powerless in its presence.
How can I describe what I saw?
I can't.
Something's in the bag. Something's in the bag.
Mommy, mommy.
Something's in the bag.
Mommy, mommy.
Softly it cried.
Something's in the bag. Something's in the bag. Something's in the bag. was looking for the place called Lee Hole Cooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again.
Beamed up to the ship.
I'm afraid I find it difficult to trust you.
Dino Mike. Pretty much everybody that's ever encountered the Crazy J Show, the links are there. I think 75 links so far, if not more than that. Have you ever, Chris, have you ever checked out the artist directory on my page?
Yes, I have.
That huge...
I've never counted, but yeah.
But, I mean, it's huge.
It's big.
So Chris is vouching for me.
Oh, yeah. Check it out.
It's really big.
Wouldn't they be there right now?
Where?
Or I guess they could just be on...
Well, they're in the chat room, but that doesn't mean that they're checking out the page. Okay. I mean, they can go anytime. Some people don't even go into the chat room. I guess they're scared. They don't realize what they're missing out on. Because sometimes people that are on the show, like guests, they pop in there. You've been in there. You've been known to pop in and out of there periodically. Mm-hmm. Talk to the ladies.
So to speak.
Well, we've got time for one more song. I got to say, it's definitely been a lot of fun having you on the show.
Yeah, no, thanks. It's fun, too. And it's, you know, good luck.
Now I have a story that I'd like to tell about this guy. You all know me, and he's scared as hell. He comes
thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright because the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater set to Ill. We saw Elm Street and man it was death. And everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare. But on my street, it was burning in my room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock and it stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice or a coke, flipped the TV off and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long cause got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burned. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how it's been an awful mistake here. The words, and then I darted upstairs, crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed, pulled the covers up over my head, said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but through the covers with his claws, tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Come on, Jeff, answer! Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning. What
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me.
So,
don't
so
go to
I'll
sleep,
talk
Jeff.
To you tomorrow.
Jeff,
I'm going
Jeff.
To bed.
I'm sorry. Let me apologize to the families.
Okay, go ahead.
Oops, I dropped my cheat sheet. Go.
I hate movies today. Usually they're dumb, but I went anyway. The marquee was full of lousy, crummy titles. Nothing worth my time. But I got in line. I had to decide. It was a toss-up between Muppets from Space and Runaway Bride. But after all that, well, the movie that I chose wasn't one of those. It's the film that everybody won't shut up about. That Blair Witch, gotta love it. Handheld camera makes me vomit, but that don't matter to me. I'm used to MTV. Hear them run, see them scream. They walk by that same darn stream, you know. They ain't gonna make it now today. And every single night, they'd crawl in their tent, but something wasn't right. Off in the woods they'd hear, and they'd all say, hey, who's there? Well, it isn't Ranger Smith, and it sure ain't Yogi Bear. It's Blair Witch, pretty scary, worse than Norman Bates and Carrie. Cause this witch is stacking stones, you know you're not alone. Lost your map, your car too, well it sure sucks to be you. Why don't you just put down your camera and run? Just when I thought they maybe could have gotten out, well, Josh disappeared with no trace.
Josh!
They didn't leave, went back stupidly, and could not save him. That Blair Witch had their buddy in a cottage that was cruddy, with handprints on the wall. They went inside, bad call, now they holler and they scream. It's like a very bad dream, and then the movie ended very suddenly. That Blair Witch, what's the deal? Is it fake or is it real? Did they live? Did they die? Should have seen American Pie. Now I can't get to sleep. I just stay up all night and weep, and I am never going camping again.
Raymond Scum doing that song live at a Crazy J event a few years back. Blair Witch, ahead of that, a song by Weird Al called Nature Trail to Hell in 3D. And we started it off with a little song about Freddy Krueger and a nightmare on my street by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. But right now, a version of the Munsters theme song you've probably never heard before.
Doesn't bother me much, cause the embalmer did such a lovely job. Lovely job. She's a month dead and she's starting to smell. But if loving a corpse is a sin, I'll see you in hell. Thank you. don't stare so much at me, so much at me. Yeah, rigor mortis is taking its toll, and a body is as stiff as a pole, but I'll never put her back in the hole I dug her from. I dug her from. She's a month dead and she's starting to smell, but if loving a corpse is a sin, I'll see you in hell.
The comedy stylings of Stephen Lynch here on the Halloween Spooktacular with A Month Dead. That's available on his CD called A Bit Special. You are listening to the Halloween Spooktacular. I am your host, Crazy Jay, and let's keep that theme going. Here's Jimmy Cross.
I want my baby back.
Don't hardly know where to begin. I remember we were cruising home from a Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around, and there was the leader, and there was the pack, and over there was my baby, and over there was my baby, and way over there was my baby.
I want my baby back.
It's been many months now since that fateful night, and you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried, but I just can't make it without my baby. So, I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang, pay dirt.
Jimmy Cross here on the Halloween Spooktacular with I Want My Baby Back. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay, and now here's three in a row from our featured artist, Barnes & Barnes. We're going to get things started with a very creepy song called Dead Baby Hunt.
In the rain when it's getting dark, I go hunting through the park.
our heads and wonder why. But now you're gone, I guess I'll carry on and make the best of what you've left to me. Left to me. Left to me. I need you. Like the flower needs the rain. You know I need you. Guess I'll start it all again. You know I need you. Like the winter needs the spring. You know I need you.
That was not the one I wanted. It's labeled wrong on the CD. I'm looking for this one right here. Spooky Lady on Fifth Avenue.
Visibly disturbed.
Halloween. You knock on the door and they give you candy. It doesn't work any other day of the year. Believe me, I've tried. Oh, I go trick-or-treating, I go 8-9 hours. And they say when you don't want the trick-or-treaters to come, shut the light off. Oh, don't do that. You don't want me outside the house at 3 in the morning going, I said trick or treat! Honey, give him something. He's scaring the children. And you go trick or treat. Nowadays, they give you these little candy bars, like all shrunk. What is this shit? Let's go in the kitchen, see if we can't find something better. year I got a ham. I got a frozen turkey, some lovely canned goods. Keep unloading it, Grandma. I'll tell you when to stop. I've been on the road since...
Collected Halloween. Biggest bag of candy I had ever seen. Had to have it x-rayed before I had a treat. To be sure a psycho hadn't put a razor in my sweets. Ooh, hear the ghosts and the goblins cry. They get to wishing for the days gone by. When the little kids were frightened, it is said. Only by the ghouls who were dead. Trick-or-treating at the mall, scare the preppies at the Gap. Especially if your costume isn't politically correct. The mall can't give out candy because of a lawsuit that they had. But here's a coupon for a futon in the bottom of your bag. Ooh, hear the ghosts and the goblins cry. They get to wishing for the days gone by. When the little kids were frightened, it is said. Only by the ghouls who were dead. Into giving up some loot when you're a ninja in a down coat at 4 in the afternoon. Ooh, hear the ghosts and the goblins cry. They get to wishing for the days gone by when the little kids were frightened as head. Only by the ghouls who were dead. Ooh, hear the ghosts and the goblins cry. They get to wishing for the days gone by when the little kids were frightened, it is said. Only by the ghouls who were dead. Ooh, hear the ghosts and the goblins cry. They get to wishing for the days gone by when the little kids were frightened, it is said. Only by the ghouls who were dead. Only by the ghouls who were dead. Only by the ghouls who were dead.
Heywood Banks here on the Halloween Spooktacular, a part of the Rockin' Comedy Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. I got one more for you, and that's going to do it for this special edition of the Rockin' Comedy Show. Check out next week. It is a classic Crazy J show from the vault, a Halloween-only show with my guest, who called in all the way from London, England, Richard O'Brien, who, of course, is not only riff-raff in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, but he wrote it. So you're not going to want to miss it. It was a great interview, and it was a fun show. So we're going to replay that one for you on the next episode of the Rockin' Comedy Show. But right now, I'm going to leave you with this one from our featured artist, Barnes & Barnes. Here they are with When You Die.
You stop drinking beer when you die. When you die.